Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that Go Bob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. Go Bob Pipe and Steel have several Red Rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the Red Rhino.
Ernie, Go Bob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of Red Rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42 feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, Go Bob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Earlene wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my Red Rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. Go Bob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
Well, look for lean hog futures to open on a mixed basis this morning. Lower in nearby contracts and some higher in the deferreds. At the same time, the cattle complex should begin moderately lower as well. Checked by lower beef cutouts and uncertain cash projects. Now, it's not likely that the cattle trade will move out of neutral gear anytime soon. Bids and asking prices will remain poorly defined today, with both sides waiting for the other to make the first move. Guess is that asking prices will start about 118 to 120 in the south, 190 to 192 in the north. Now, the hog trade is expected to open with basically steady bids today. Early projections of weekly slaughter are between about 2 million and 2.08 million. Lean futures should open on a mixed basis, tied in part to the kind of bear spreading evident that we saw on Monday. Now, soybean futures surged on Monday as support from another export sale and forecast for hot conditions in July overcame more fallout from last week's British vote to leave the European Union. The Dow was down 280 points when the crops closed. Crude oil was down $1.20 a barrel, and the dollar sharply higher for the second day as those markets continued to digest the global impact of Britain's move. Winter wheat closed mostly lower, with Kansas City's hard red winter wheat setting more contract lows as the harvest does continue. Our continuous charts for a lead month soft red winter is near a six-week low, while Kansas City's hard red winter wheat set a new 10-year low. Corn futures settled about unchanged as the weekend rain helped some of the Midwest crop, but not all of it. Showers moved from eastern Iowa to Ohio, but missed dry areas in southern Iowa, northern Missouri, and western Illinois. There are chances for light rain this week. Soybeans closed with double-digit gains as the export sale and forecast for hot weather in July supported the market. While much of the corn should have good weather for pollination, the latter pollinating soybeans may encounter heat. The strong dollar, though, could impede foreign demand for U.S. soybeans, but that did not appear to be a factor in yesterday's market. We'll check futures in a moment.
Cattle producers, your next Superior chance to buy cattle coming up Friday, July 1st, from Superior Livestock Auction on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction will start at 8 a.m. Central Time with 17,500 head of cattle to be offered, 3,200 yearling steers, 2,200 yearling heifers, 4,200 weaned calves, 5,300 calves on cows. For more details about this week's sale, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
August hogs to close down 90 at 83.15. The August was down 147 at 83.50. Now on the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat at the close down 10 cents. 412 and three quarters. September was down 9 3/4 at 431 and a quarter. July wheat was down 8 cents at 446 and three quarters. September was down 6 3/4 at 458 and a quarter. July corn was up 3 quarters at 385 and a quarter. September was up 2 cents at 389 and a quarter. July soybeans up 30 at 1133. The August up 28 and a quarter cents at 1129 and three quarters. July cotton's up 86 at 64.40. The October is up 96 at 65.65. On the crude oil, August is up 120 at 47.53. September's up 124 at 48.26. July natural gas up 7, 278. August up 7, 281 per million BTU.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.